I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Hello and welcome to Toon Jam. I am Matt.
And I'm Jayman.
And today we have another special question episode. What are we calling these episodes?
I don't know.
We're still in the early. If you've got recommendations, guys, please send them over. But we're calling them. Well, I've just called it a question episode.
They're question episodes right now.
Yeah. It's, you know, the cartoon conundrum.
Yes.
There's an example. That's what I'm going to call it. If you've got any better recommendations, send them in on the, you know, interwebs. You can find us at Toon Jam Pod, of course. I'll clarify again at the end, as always. But yeah, send us. But for now, cartoon conundrum. And today's conundrum is, are interactive shows the next step in animation, I guess? Because obviously the kind of idea behind it is that, you know, a lot of these interactive shows that we're seeing on Netflix, if you've not seen any before, there's a lot of them, and a lot of them are based in animation. So I'll give you a list of some of the shows that Netflix has currently, and I think I might be incorrect, but I think it's only Netflix that's doing them. It's probably not, to be honest. I bet there's other stuff online, but Netflix has got a few. So there's Stretch Armstrong, The Breakout. Buddy Thunderstruck, The Maybe Pile. Which, I mean, who knows what that's about?
Yeah.
That's just a lot of. It just feels like someone's thrown a load of words in a vat.
Yeah.
A good rating on that one, though.
Really?
Yeah, it is animated, but yeah, that's got. 8 out of 10 on IMDb.
Wow.
Highest yet of two. But I'm not seeing all. So moving on. Puss in Boots. Well, it's actually called Puss in Book.
Oh.
In an epic tale. So that's a Puss in Boots one, obviously, if you didn't get that one. Minecraft Story Mode.
Okay.
Which is an animated one in Minecraft animation. Then we've got a couple of live action ones. We've got You versus Wild.
Yes.
Which is a Bear Grylls one.
I've played one of those.
You've had a go. There's another one, I think. Further down the list. Black Mirror Bandersnatch.
Yes. I've dabbled in that one.
Yeah. Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Kimmy versus the Reverend.
Had a go at that too.
Yeah. You're quite an aficionado for interactive TV here. A couple more animated ones. Carmen Sandiego, To Steal or Not to Steal. Captain Underpants, Epic Choice-a-Rama. Good name. The Boss Baby, Get That Baby. Spirit Riding Free, Ride Along Adventure. Animals on the Loose, another Bear Grylls one. The Last Kids on Earth. Happy birthday to you. Headspace, Unwind Your Mind, which is not really, I would say, in the same category, but it is an interactive thing. But yeah, You versus Wild, Out Cold, Escape the Undertaker.
I've actually played that, unfortunately. Yeah.
We've got Trivia Quest, which is based on the game of the mobile game.
I haven't even seen that on there.
Yeah, there you go. Obviously not, you've said thumbs down to too many trivia-based...
That's it. They know I hate trivia, so they're like, nah, don't even show it.
Johnny Test's Ultimate Meatloaf Quest.
Oh.
Battle Kitty.
Yes.
And Cat Burglar.
Yes.
We actually watched Cat Burglar in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
You've done loads anyway, so I don't even know why you needed to do that.
I've not done any animation ones. So I've all the ones I've done before are live action. And most of those were, on purpose to ruin them. Like every time I play Bear Grylls one, it's like, we'll try and kill Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Which it doesn't allow you to do, weirdly.
Typical.
Don't know why that's not an outcome. it lets you do. Strange. Kimmy Schmidt, just because I liked the TV series. Undertaker, because I thought this would be terrible. Yeah. And it was.
Yeah.
So I've dabbled in a few. And Bandersnatch, because I did like Black Mirror at one point. So, yeah, I suppose, interestingly, this is also done by Charlie Brooker as well, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, so, Cat Burglar is also done by Charlie Brooker, which is a real sort of left field thingy, because, I mean, we're not reviewing it today, so
no.
It's not the same as our usual episodes, but it was really good.
Yeah.
As far as a cartoon goes, the animation was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It was a straight thumbs up, and it was like old school. You know, we were talking about Tom and Jerry sort of last week and saying how, you know, the violence, you can kind of see why they change it. This still has quite a lot of that. It's quite good, really, because it has a lot of that violence, but it doesn't feel... I mean, maybe you're like, when you're watching cartoon violence, especially people of our generation, you just don't even notice.
Yeah, completely desensitized.
Yeah, I mean, none of us have got kids as well, so we're not like, oh, I wouldn't let my kid watch that.
Yeah.
So... You know, maybe that's the case. But I did think it really encapsulated a Tom and Jerry style show better than Tom and Jerry did.
Yeah, weirdly. It did a really good job. It looked really nice. It was, and the characters were really fun. And even though you didn't really know them, it was like, oh, yeah, sort of get their deal pretty quickly.
Yeah. So straight off the bat, there's two thumbs up.
Yeah.
But I have seen... I've seen my cousin play Minecraft Story Mode.
Right.
And possibly the Puss in Book one as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm not averse with them otherwise. But it's an interesting one. I think, you know, with the way, like now, obviously, everything's instant.
Yeah.
So I guess this is a new way to hold people's attention. Because you get... Yeah. Do things. It's like a game, watching a game. But then you kind of think, is it necessary?
Yes.
That's the thing. And that's the one thing I would say about this, especially like the Cat Burglar thing. It was a trivia based. I thought this was really weird. So to get, you kind of like, he's got to catch, he's trying to break into something, but to stop him from dying, you have to get all the questions right.
Yes, yeah. Which is different to all the other ones I've played before, where it's like, you just pick, like, do you want Bear Grylls to enter the cave where it sounds like the wolves are, or do you want him to go to the one where it sounds like there's birds tweeting? And obviously I was picking the wolves every time.
Yeah.
But there was no, I didn't have to, like, do a trial to do that. It was just
you expect more, like, give yourself goosebumps.
Yes, yeah.
Which I guess would be a really obvious one that they've not done.
Yeah, maybe they're cooking it at the minute.
But yeah, this is, instead of that, you have to answer a series of questions, which, to be honest, I think is like weird for a cartoon.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But this cartoon is rated. I mean, I don't really know much about TV ratings. But it's rated TV-14.
What is that?
Is that like a 15?
I think that's like a 12, maybe.
A 12. Which is weird for this kind of show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it was more violent than we gave it credit for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure it said in the ratings thing as well, there was like rude humor as well. So I don't know if that there was some bit, I don't know whether you got to it. Because the other thing is, as well, is like everyone can kind of have, if you just play it once all the way through, everyone could have a slightly different experience really after the start. But there was a bit with a where he used like a washing line to sort of get somewhere, and there was a bit with like a bra. And there was some like catcalling, and just I don't know if that counted as rude humor, or you used the bra as like a parachute or whatever and stuff.
Now, I died once on it,
Right.
as in I lost one life, and that was the first one. The
Yeah.
questions were about you had to say which one was an Australian candy.
Oh.
It was just, I had very little idea about what was what on Australian candy, so straight away died.
Nice.
Yeah,
The
so, but.
questions are really strange as well, aren't they? Like, I found that some were like really obvious, like a kid could do them, and then others were like, I don't actually know what this is.
And it made the whole thing like, who's this aimed at? I wasn't really a fan of the question. It was a laugh, but I didn't really understand why they used questions.
No, yeah, it was a weird one.
But that's not what we're here to discuss. We're here to discuss whether or not it's the future. So, I mean, I guess it does keep you in it. You have to focus on it. But it also kind of feels a bit to me like, chill out. It's a game, isn't it? It's not like you can watch a series like this.
No. The amount like watching a 40-minute show of like you constantly got to keep the controller in your hand, like, which I mean, just quickly flick into the actual games industry. There are games that do this. They're called FMVs, which stands for like full motion video, I believe, where it's live action footage, and they've just shot alternative, scenes for whatever. So you actually do play like a whole. Some of them are like an hour and a bit or whatever. You're watching a TV show, and occasionally you've got to make choices. So yeah, it's they exist too. So this is kind of toeing the line between those two things. But you don't necessarily need a video game console, so that's one thing. I did find it interesting that it said pick up your controller and not like remote. So I was like, oh, okay, maybe they want it to feel more like a game or something. I don't know. But yeah, it's this interactive thing. I like what are the, I mean, the initial pros and cons and stuff, like we said, is you couldn't sit and tolerate this for a really long time, I don't think. Like it interrupts what you can't chill out and watch a show. You can't Netflix and chill to this, can you? Because you've got to answer three questions every 5 minutes.
And I suppose it's one of those things where I guess if you were watching it with your kid, you could put it on as like a little game to play together, which would be, a bit of fun. I guess it's one of those things where really to it's a slight every now and again would be okay. But you don't want to be watching loads of it.
No.
You just don't see it hooking you in for forever.
No.
And it feels almost gimmicky, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. Yeah. The thing with this as well was, I mean, I don't know what the quality of the other shows are like though, but that I enjoyed this so much. It's like I'd like to just be able to sit and watch the actual episodes. It was like the interactive part felt like an interruption, to me enjoying the show. So
And
that.
to a point where it was like, if this had been, and I don't want to just end up, talking about just this, but it's that whole question thing seemed really weird to me to go back to it,
Yeah. Oh,
because
yeah.
it didn't really add the kind of thing you'd want from an interactive show, unless you were watching a quiz show.
Yeah.
Very weird. So they're already trying to make it different.
Yeah.
Because I imagine, I mean, this is by the same guys that made Bandersnatch. You've watched that. I'm
Yeah.
guessing that's more of a decision based.
Yes. Yeah, you pick and there's multiple kind of story arcs and stuff, but yeah, this doesn't it doesn't feel the same in any way to sort of what Bandersnatch was.
Like, I don't feel like this is one you could sit and play with your kid,
No.
because they wouldn't know any of the answers, or they
No,
wouldn't know
not.
many. If there would be some, they would know, but
Yeah.
overall, they would be a bit like, yeah. I
Yeah,
mean,
there was definitely a lot of sort of like adult humor in some of the questions and stuff. So I had
yeah.
one that was like about like social media and like, millennials and stuff like that. So
Yeah.
it's like they just wouldn't get any of that. But I mean, I suppose it, would a kid want to like say you were watching Tom and Jerry and maybe you'd like Tom more than Jerry. If there was a way you could make the right choices so that
Yeah.
Tom won at the end and finally got him, is that something you'd want to do? Like,
Yeah, and that's, I guess, something where, but again, it'd have to be a special one. You wouldn't have it for every episode.
no, you couldn't really do it for every episode.
Imagine something like Wacky Races,
Yeah.
and you're watching it, and every week you kind of want Dick Dastardly to win, even though he's the villain.
Yeah.
You kind of want it. Like, if that was an episode, you trying to make Dick Dastardly win,
Yeah.
picking different, ways to cheat. That would be
That
pretty funny. That would be an
would be
interesting.
really good. Yeah. Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, there's definitely something there.
There's an appeal to have different choices made, I suppose.
Yeah,
Yeah.
especially with properties that already exist,
Yeah.
and where you can just jump in and be like, oh yeah, I've always wanted to do this sort of thing. But then I guess for a kid, that for them, that this is an entertaining prospect. Like
Yeah.
that, like the fact that there's a Minecraft one, which is weird because Minecraft is a game.
It does make you think, like, why have you turned Netflix on to play Minecraft?
Yeah. Well, I know that is exactly what my cousin did. He was told, right, you've got to come off your game now. You can watch something, but you can't play something. So he found this and he was like, hello. And he was just playing Minecraft again, but he'd learned
Loophole, yeah.
the rules.
Amazing. No,
So, yeah, and it was just like, oh, well, you can't quarrel with that.
yeah. Yeah, it is that's very it's very strange ground, I think.
Yeah.
But I do think that does have the appeal, especially with those old cartoons where they are formulaic and it's like you know what's going to happen in the end. So to be able to actually change that would be really cool. But
Yeah.
then would it ruin it at the same time? Like if Wile E. Coyote caught Roadrunner, would then that just be like, all right, well, I played one where he caught him, so
Yeah.
it's like everyone after that seems a bit weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that'd have the, how much appeal that does have to everybody else.
I guess it would have to be a case where, like, say you had that, is just every decision you made didn't work.
So yeah, it was playing against you basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, which would probably be equally frustrating if you were a
Yeah,
kid
that's
and you wanted
funny.
them to get it.
Yeah.
The other thing is that obviously, like we've mentioned before, not everyone gets the same experience. So it's not a cartoon you could then go to school and be like, oh, did you play, Cat Burglar or whatever? Like, did you
Yeah,
do this? Like, you can't, it's not as shareable an experience, I suppose.
especially when that's kind of like, you can see that they kind of want you to keep replaying it and
Yeah.
see those different things. But I don't know if it, I always think with replay stuff, and they want you to replay something, it's not the kind of thing you would replay it until if you kept dying, then you would replay it. But once you finish it, I don't think you'd be bothered about going through it again.
No, you don't like once you've completed it, you've completed it sort of thing.
Yeah.
So it doesn't really matter.
Yeah. And it kind of, you kind of, I don't know about you, I stopped sort of focusing on what was actually going on as much.
Yeah.
I was too busy waiting for the next question.
Yeah, that's the thing. Your attention's kind of set to the side, isn't it, really? Like,
Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
What about this sort of how like, obviously this is a pretty fresh thing, and we're talking about whether or not it's the future. Where do you think it could go? That, because obviously it has to evolve in some way,
yeah,
for it to take off properly. Do you think it could go anywhere, or is it just going to stick to this and then flash in the pan?
I think it has, it does have potential more on the side of like data driven stuff. So say we were watching like a new cartoon TV series, maybe, you know, the series runs normally until at the end a character has to make a decision, and then you make a decision. And then what if, you know, say, you know, Netflix uses that community data of like what everyone chose to actually impact the next episode?
Yeah.
Like, that could be a really cool way to do a TV show, like, you know, a cartoon or whatever, like, you know, Wacky Races, like, this is who wins, you know, because we all wanted, you know, Penelope Pitstop to win or whatever. So, I mean, that's something that could be really interesting to then have people, you know, vote in essentially on how things conclude, you know, whether that will work or not, I don't know. And whether that'd be more disruptive a show, as far as like, I just wanted to see what they said.
I guess it's one of those things where if you can do it once, but if you kept doing it, it then takes precedence over the story.
Yeah,
it has to revolve around those decisions.
Yeah,
and necessarily you can't, like, your characters might not get a fulfilling arc. In that sense, you might not be as hooked by the show for anything other than the ending.
Yeah.
Then that itself becomes a gimmick. You'd get bored of that after a while.
Maybe. Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's definitely, it could definitely get tired. I mean, you know, maybe once a series or something, you know, like the characters go through whatever journey. Ed, and Eddie, for example. You know, they're trying to get jawbreakers, and then you have to pick an option at the end. They've all got three different ideas of how, you know, the next series they're going to get the jawbreakers, and you have to pick someone's one, and then it goes from there. You know, something as silly as that, where it's like a throwaway thing, and like the consequences aren't going to be huge, but it could be fun to be like, oh, everyone picked Ed's idea, so we're going to show you that.
Well, it's like the old in Batman when they, like, it was a big thing, and for, if you don't know, Jason Todd, who was one of the Robins, there was a vote put out on whether or not he would die.
Yeah.
In an issue, and people, it was quite close, but I think people, well, people did vote for him to die.
Mm.
And then, I mean, that created such a big thing in the Batman sort of mythos.
Yeah, yeah.
One massive story, which, I mean, if they had just picked Liv,
yeah,
then probably wouldn't have been remembered.
No, yeah, we wouldn't have all these, you know, different stories to go for that.
Yeah,
that have the impact of him dying as well, I suppose. So,
but then, as far as I'm aware, no one's really done it since with anything that big.
Yeah.
So it is. It's interesting, but I think that kind of sparingly using it is probably better for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, shall we? I mean, shall we? Shall we sort of? Let's sort of conclude. Let's say sort of what we think. So, what, I mean, the whole thing, future as it is, do you think it has a place to evolve, and do you think it will? Do you think it will become a big part of animation in the future?
I think maybe you know, with animation versus the live action stuff. Really, I mean, like. I guess you've got the same problem with each, is that obviously with the way that games work and stuff, is we've got all these alternatives that we've got to then shoot and create and stuff. So it's like, it's a real hassle for the animators to like knock out episodes like every other week, completely, you know, just based on what people guessed and stuff like that. But I think, you know, maybe down the line, there's a way to sort of figure it out. And, you know, the way people watch stuff is very different today. You know, the way kids get their cartoons, and there's, you know, they are, there's a lot of different things being sort of, you know, experimented with. And I think this does have a place somewhere, even if it does remain just kind of a niche part of Netflix. I think it's definitely something they should continue to sort of develop and see what they can do with it. Because this in itself, you know, the cat burglar one was different by having the trivia element to it. I mean, I didn't really like it, but I mean, people who like trivia would probably be like, this is a cool combo that, you know, I've never experienced before.
I quite like trivia, but I didn't like the combo.
Hated them together. Yeah. Loved them on their
own. wasn't impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I think when it comes to, you know, having a little control over the way that the, you know, the stories go or the choices the characters make and stuff, I think that can be a really powerful tool, especially as a kid watching cartoons, because there's so many where you think, like, oh, if only they'd have done that, or, you know, like, oh, if only he hadn't done that. Yeah. And, like, I remember as a kid being very frustrated with some of the decisions the characters made. So if you were in control, then it would feel so much different. And, you know, maybe you find out that, you know, somebody else made the wrong choice and then their character, you know, didn't get what they wanted and stuff. It could be quite cool to be like, oh, I picked the right thing. Or, so I think it's something that it needs development. I don't think it's there quite yet. You know, the stuff that we've got at the minute does feel a bit gimmicky, but I really think it could go places in the future. Whether or not that would, you know, have a detrimental effect on the animation and stuff is hard to say. But it's something. I think maybe it's a different category entirely than what we've got already. What do you think?
I think that it is an interesting concept. It's cool to have as a little special thing. I can't see it really ever becoming any more than that. And I think once you've done one, it's kind of a bit. I don't know if I want to do another. Really,
yeah.
It did, like, specifically the trivia based. I did feel it ruined the show as a whole, because it was. I think it was a really good little show.
Yeah,
the cat burglar thing that we watched, that was, I really enjoyed that, and I just felt like this, as fun as it was, and it was funny. Some of the questions were like made me laugh and stuff.
Mm.
But overall, I would have just preferred this as a little show.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way, but. You know, taking that aside, I think there's always applications for this kind of stuff. But then I don't know if it's necessarily a good thing, because I do think the way we're going, and you can kind of see it, especially with sort of our generation and generations that are younger than us, because we've all been brought up with, you know, video games and this kind of thing, our attention span is getting shorter and shorter. And, you know, you've got like YouTube and things like that. The fact that, you know, a video has to be, what is it, less than 3 minutes or 2 minutes for people to watch, it just shows you, you know, we're really losing that attention span. And that it's quite a bad thing, I think. And I think this is the kind of thing that will detriment that further.
Right.
Because, you know, if you got used to watching these as a kid and really enjoyed them, watching something normal would be difficult.
Yeah, you'd be like, when's the question coming?
Yeah, and then if that kind of thing, you know, in life, it can then cause, you know, trouble later on. I mean, this is, it's a big thing at the moment. There's a lot of people, you know, being diagnosed with certain things like ADHD and autism, and it just seemed to be, I mean, ADHD numbers are rising, aren't they?
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I don't know, who knows what it is at the moment, we don't know, but you wonder if it's things like this that are just training our brains in a different way.
Yeah. So
I don't know if it's a good thing.
Right.
If I would want it to be a thing, but I also, I don't think you could. I don't think you'd have the steam to keep watching shows like this and enjoying them. I think it is a bit of a gimmick that will probably fade away, because when it's just, you can only do it as a special. It's like the book. It's like Give Yourself Goosebumps. I have really fond memories of them, but I didn't actually read that many of them.
Mm.
And those books are cool, but if every book was like that, it wouldn't be, you know, it wouldn't be as good. And you don't engage as well because the stories aren't as, you know, gripping and satisfying, I suppose.
Yeah.
And as I remember, I don't know, you've done more of the interactive ones. There were right and wrong choices. So as soon as it ends, you're a bit like, oh, that's annoying.
Some of them. I know Bandersnatch did that in 15 minutes because it just died straight away, basically.
Yeah. And at that point, you need and this is where I suppose it straddles the line with the game. You need a save point, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't want to watch it again.
No. I will say with Cat Burglar, it was surprising how many alternatives there were, and that it wasn't the exact same footage every time. So I died right at the start, getting over the wall.
Yeah, and that's when I died.
The next time it loaded up, he didn't use the same tools to try and get in. It was
a different thing. Yeah.
So that there is a lot of sort of writing in the background to make sure that it is varied and stuff. But even still, by the time I got to the end, I was like, I don't really want to go through that again.
Right. Yeah, when it's a play again, I was like, I need to remove this from my continue watching. It'll be a forever otherwise.
Get them priorities, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think it's good. I think it will be a bit of a gimmick. I think it's like, you know, 3D films, that sort of thing. It's cool.
Right.
But if it's not done really, really well.
Yeah.
You know, it would just die a death.
Yeah. I think we might see, you know, a small evolution in these, and maybe they'll hit some cool ideas along the way. But I still think it will be niche, you know. Yeah. It will be, you know, the type of people that still play text-based games now. You know, it's just like, oh, remember that thing that was cool, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think it's, I wouldn't want to watch every one of my shows as an interactive show at all. So
in review, when it comes down to it, are they the future? Here at Toon Jam, we think no.
Nah.
But there's a place for them. That's kind of where we're going with this.
Yeah.
And they're interesting. And I would recommend Cat Burglar, even with the, you know, strange trivia aspect of it.
Yeah.
It was a little bit fun, and it was a good show.
Mm.
Hopefully we get more of that in some form.
Yes.
Even if it's, you know, without the interactive, which would be better. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you enjoyed today's episode, our cartoon conundrums. Again, if you have a better name, you can suggest it over on the three trivia questions of the internet, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at ToonJamPod. You can catch all of our old episodes over on YouTube, also at ToonJamPod. We have a merchandise store where you can get all sorts of cool, quirky ToonJam-based gifts and items, and that's bit.ly/ToonJamShop. And we also have a Patreon if you'd like to support us there, which you can find again at ToonJamPod. Otherwise, as always, thank you for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate and review us. And until next time, you stay jammy.
Hey everyone, thank you for listening. If you want to help the show keep going, you can be extra jammy by heading over to our Patreon page at patreon.com/ToonJamPod. Here you can get a shout out on the show or unlock bonus episodes. Ratings and reviews anywhere you listen to the podcast also really help us out. So thank you and stay jammy.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.